So what do you do?
I'm cleaning rollers of oil-based ink. And students leave them in this state usually, and we have to do a heavy clean. So I'm using methylated spirits, followed by white spirits, followed by French chalk, and steep the handles and then hang it all up, ready for the next lot of students. That's about it.
And the sound, like, I've done a little bit of printing before, and I know that there's a certain, there's like a stickiness,
uh-huh.
a stickiness sound that you get when it's not quite fully clean or something. And then there's also like a sound when the roller is completely clear.
Uh-huh.
That's a, I don't know, is that like, does it play?
When you're actually printing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's a way of gauging how much, whether you've got the right amount of ink on the roller. And if it sounds like a wet tar on a, you know, like on a hot day, tar, you know, that sound of cars going over hot tarmac, that's too much, too much ink. It's more like a hiss you want. It's a gentle hiss. So, yeah, there's different sounds which indicate that you've got the right amount of ink on.
And is there a squeak that tells you that you've got the roller
clean? No, it's more just the look of it at this point. But if you cleaned it properly at the time, you wouldn't have to do all this.